Jerry Bader Show, 1048. I had a couple of things left on the table, including the Captain America movie. I may have to go see it over the weekend. It's being labeled as anti-American by some. We may get to that on Monday if I have time to get out to the movies this weekend. However, the major breaking political story, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has a brief story posted at 1040, 8 minutes ago. 2 days after a secretly taped video of him was made public, Senate President Mike Ellis dropped out of his bid for re-election. The decision by the Nina Republican leaves Democratic State Representative Penny Bernard Schaber of Appleton as the only candidate in the race. Now this will likely become a very wide open field. Names that have been thrown out in the media were Ellis to step aside. Roger Roth, Jr., who ran a race for Congress 4 years ago. Steve Wickert, and possibly some others. This is a bombshell of a political story because of the implications of that district. It is seen as one of three that were even remotely in play as Democrats try to recapture the Senate from Republicans. The three most off-mentioned, of course, are Dale Schultz, Rhino Republican who's not running, Howard Markline is. Most Republicans are confident about that. Terry Moulton and Eau Claire, most Republicans are confident about that. And Mike Ellis's. At the moment, because there is no candidate, at the moment you would have to say it's now left-leaning heavily. What matters here is who steps in and runs. There are Republican state representatives in the district who could do it. They have to, you know, it's difficult, though, because they're, you know, if they're not leaving office, then they have to plan for they were planning for re-election. Ellis, I think, here did the right thing. And as I reported in the show earlier, there were day-long conversations yesterday essentially trying to convince Mike Ellis, look, you need to get out. You cannot win. You were going to be in a tough fight anyway. You can't win now. Ellis apparently heeded that advice. I can tell you that a source familiar with the situation wasn't all that sure that Ellis was going to heed that advice. But now he has. And that is a major, major development in state politics. And I think it's going to impact the governor's race. Because left-leaning money, I think, is going to be more interested in this race than the governor's race. I really do. The national committees that would pour money in, Mary Burke recently said she can't self-finance a race. I don't think there's a high confidence level in groups that would spend a lot of money that she can. I think the consolation prize they might want to live with is this race, and the hope that it either makes, even if they keep the Senate, Republicans, it's less effectual, a smaller majority. I don't know. But they would certainly hope that they could use this as a launch point to get it back. Is Mike Ellis a victim here? No. There are suggestions that someone with a conservative agenda led Project Veritas to Mike Ellis. One name has been floated around so much that the Journal Sentinel asked him, and Scott Jensen said, no, I didn't do it. We don't know definitively that anybody did it. But he does seem an unlikely target that Project Veritas would just stumble upon him. There is a tremendous lesson here, a tremendous lesson. Tremendous lesson here about shooting your mouth off in public. There are some people who believe, some people on the right who believe Mike Ellis was holding court and being a loudmouth and maybe just BSing. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. You have no expectation of privacy anymore in public. None. None at all. And he was twice burned by this. He got nailed in the same bar by another group when he said something about a Green Bay high school called it a sewer. He took some political damage, but he survived. But learned nothing from the episode. I have been critical of Mike Ellis at times. I will also say that Mike Ellis has been an important Republican for a lot of his career and has been on the right side of issues for a lot of his career. It is very sad that it ends this way, a long and mostly distinguished career. Unless and until he did something such as this, nobody was going to challenge him because he did have a lot of money in the bank. All right, he's gone. A lot of conservatives wanted this even before this happened. So now he's gone. Now what? And if somebody is responsible for this, if somebody upset with Mike's position on school vouchers or whatever else, which I was, but I wouldn't do this. Whoever did this, if anybody did it, did they have a plan? Are they prepared to help somebody fundraise, to help some, you know, to the degree that you can legally, to get somebody in a position to win? Did they think that far ahead, or was it just get Ellis gone? Again, we don't know that anybody did this. Suspicions are high that someone in conservative politics did it. While Mike Ellis is a victim only of his big mouth, I would be very critical of anyone who did that. And I've been very critical of Mike Ellis. It is a very unfortunate way for his career to end. But I've spoken with people who spoke to him. Mike doesn't speak to me because of the criticism I've leveled against him. He didn't even speak to our newsroom here in Green Bay. But people who have told me he knew. He knew this was likely a fatal wound. And he wasn't going to be able to come back from this one. It is just a stunning development. And this seat is very, very much in play. And as I said, until we see who the field's going to be to replace him, it's left-leaning right now. That, of course, could change. All right, it's 10:56. As we head into the weekend, it's not going to be as spring-like as it's been, but still a lot of fun going on. And that includes Jason and me, because people ask about this. Of course, we are now both on Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. I've lost 47 pounds. Jason's lost 14 for a net loss of 61 pounds. I asked you this earlier, Jason. The most often question I get is, well, what finally led you to do this? You and I have fought this battle. If people who've kept their weight for years, this is totally foreign to them. Mm. And you and I, how many times you and I talked about it? You know, we really got to do something. The scale's creeping up. What's finally the tipping point for you?
My jeans. Seriously, I had to buy a pair of jeans that I was like, oh, no. I cannot put that size on myself.
Well, and you've already lost 14 pounds in a week and 2 days.
Yes.
So, I mean, more than a pound a day, that's probably about where it looks like you're settling in now. And that's exactly what Proactive Weight Loss Solutions is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And you know, wait till you start, it'll be just wild. Wait till you start seeing pants that you haven't been able to wear in a while fit, shirts and so on. And that's a really good feeling. And the goal is you just want to feel good about yourself. And Proactive Weight Loss Solutions allows you to do that. It's very complicated, but it's a program. Once you get the hang of it, the routine is very easy.
Yes.
And as you pointed out, Dr. Jason Litwin, if you need help, he's there all the time. And just talk about that and how folks can get in touch with him.
Yeah, I mean, once you call him and you get set up and, you know, you get everything in order, your program is ready for you, you can email him or you call him, and I would suggest you call him to get your start.
Right.
And you can do that by calling 920-268-1386. That's 920-268-1386. And he's always there for you. In fact, I've been emailing him during the show today.
Well, that's why you're so distracted. Yeah, I see. You're more worried about your weight loss. No, and it is a great weight loss program. It is doctor supervised. He really does take care of you. 920-268-1386, Dr. Jason Litwin. All right, so we're out of time. There's a lot of stuff I didn't get to. It's going to be a very, very busy after show video, which will get up later this afternoon. Jason has to tend to matters. I have to tend to matters, but we will get it up early this afternoon, probably a little after 1 o'clock, because of the Ellis story. All sorts of stuff we didn't get to. Oh, didn't talk nearly enough about the Brewers. 6-0 road trip back home against the Pirates. Go Brewers! Have a lovely weekend, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.